The engine room was a mass of pipes and cables. Airtight lockers stood like sentinels between the sleeping reactors. The doctor was making his way between two of the cooling units. The systems were ticking over, and so the coolant was still cold enough for a faint mist to be drifting from the tanks. He was heading as quietly as he could for the side wall, where a fire axe hung in a glass case. He was almost there when a sword smashed down from above. McCavity had been lying in wait for him on top of a cooling tank. The doctor leaped away and the sword slammed into the tank. It clanged off at an angle, nicking a tiny hole through which a jet of mist spat out. Unbalanced, McCavity stumbled. The doctor grabbed the sword, almost crying out as he felt it cut into his hand, and pulled. McCavity was falling, and the doctor stuck his hand over the jet of escaping gas. He felt the pain numb as the tissue froze, pulled his hand away before it was further damaged, and slammed it into the case. The glass shattered and flew. He grabbed the axe. McCavity swung the sword at the doctor, driving him back relentlessly, but the doctor stepped sideways and aimed his own mighty blow. The axe swept down and hammered into its unmoving target, the cooling tank. The head of the axe was buried in a sudden cloud of sub-freezing steam, which jetted out, catching McCavity full in the face. The doctor wrenched the axe out of the tank and stepped wearily towards his opponent, who was now doubled up, groaning. "Come on," the doctor said. "Let's talk about this. We need to combine our forces, not fight each other. What do you say?" McCavity straightened up. "No chance," he snarled and swung the sword. The doctor parried it easily, swinging the ice-coated axe into its path. And the axe, cooled suddenly to well below freezing, shattered under the impact. The doctor staggered back in surprise. Catching his foot on a cable, he crashed to the floor. McCavity raised his sword, his strength restored as his victim lay helpless in front of him. "No chance," he said again, and he brought the sword slashing viciously down. The sword stopped just shy of the doctor's face. The doctor could see that McCavity's hands were caught and held by huge black paws.
"You don't want to do that," Kevin said. "It's my job."
The doctor struggled to his feet. "Look, why not take the black shadow off me?" he told McCavity. "Then Kevin won't mind if you hack me to bits."
"Why don't I just let him finish the job?"
McCavity shot back, pulling free. "Wait!" The shout came from the back of the engine room. Rose and Jim were running towards them. "Wait!" Rose shouted again. "Sally and the others will be here in a minute." "Listen," the doctor said to McCavity, "I'm the only one who can get us out of here. So call Kevin off or you'll be condemning yourself to death too." McCavity's eyes narrowed. He held up his hand to keep Kevin at bay. Kevin sighed again.
"Kill him. Don't kill him. Kill him again. Just let me know when you finally make your tiny mind up, will you?"
"Get the safety hatch at the end of the bulkhead shut," the doctor ordered, slapping the small piece of parchment into McCavity's hand. "It'll give us some time." He turned to Kevin. "Now, I'm hoping you don't actually need air."
"Don't actually need it as such,"
Kevin admitted.
"What do you have in mind?"
The doctor told them.
"That's better,"
Cannon Kay announced as Smithers finished the adjustments. He wiggled his head to check it was properly attached again.
"It's not much of a view from down there. But I did think I saw Polly."
"Polly? I wouldn't have thought so," Sally said. "Old Paul must be long gone. I never understood why Glint needed a pet on board ship anyway."
"Maybe I was wrong."
Sally led the way down the corridor towards the engine rooms.
"Coming ready or not?" she shouted through the hatch.
"There's no way out,"
Smithers said confidently.
"We've got them now."
It took them several minutes to search the engine room. Then they searched it again, just to be sure. After that, they gathered beside a leaking cooling unit, looking at each other in robotic disbelief. The doctor and his friend were gone.